right, we are live on the Doug Sarava Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. We have a special guest with me today. He's a very good friend of mine, but he is very, and I mean very, outspoken when it comes to politics. Lou, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me here.
I know. It's only been, what, a year and a half that I've been asking you to come on?
Yeah, I've been here every week for the past year. Just didn't make it here, you know?
Yeah, that's true. So, politics.
It's always politics.
Always. There's a lot of division today in the world of politics. So I want to start with the Joe Biden presidency. What do you have to say about this guy?
I don't know. I was going to say I feel bad for the guy. Hell no. I don't pity him because he seems old and fragile and this and that. I can't stand him because I know who he is based on, like, everything he's ever said, you know? He's a liar,
yeah.
Career politician. And now because somehow he's fragile and on his way out, people pretend to pity him, but they don't know that this is his last chance that he has to walk out of there rich and not go to jail. That's the reason he ran for office, because the guy.
I don't think a lot of us can. Yeah, even if you're Democrat, I don't think they like him. I think they want him out.
Yeah, they wanted him out. From the beginning, that was all.
Well, did you see the video? When he was at the White House and he had Obama with him.
Oh, my God.
He was by himself. Everyone was gathering around Obama like he was the president.
Barack.
Yeah, come over here.
Yeah. It was funny because it was embarrassing because Obama wasn't hiding it. It was nobody hiding it. Like, it was sad to watch. It was, like, really sad. Like, this guy looks like a complete fool. You know what I'm saying? And that's exactly how they look. They look at us, like, around the world. That's how they look at us, bro.
Yeah.
Like, how can you elect such a clown? Because that's what he is, a clown.
And what do they say? You elect the clown, expect the circus.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And that's what we got.
And it seems like President Donald Trump, I still call him president.
Yeah, that's my president.
It seems like he's been right about everything.
Yeah. Even from within a year, we'll be at 550. Remember that?
Yeah.
The gas. And people think, oh, this and that. Like, I don't know. It's just like.
Well, he was at a rally, I think, in PA. He's like, don't you guys like paying $1.96 for gas? $2?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about $5, $6, $7? Joe Biden presidency will destroy the industry.
Yep, and the economy. He did that from the beginning. And it's sad because it could be fixed with a signature. Mm-hmm. All he has to do is institute Trump's policies, and they come right back. Just that remain in Mexico thing. Mexico was helping, because if Mexico don't help, we're going to tax the shit out of you. Common sense, you know.
Yeah,
easy.
Common sense.
So that, and then, but they want all these people flooding the country because they know who they're going to vote for, you know? Because they're promising, like, citizenships. You know, they promise all these things. Even if they won't give it to them, they'll promise them. And just like, because they could have gave it to them a long time ago, but what they did, they extended and extended and extended, because we'll extend it if you vote for us, you know? But if you vote for them, they're gonna deport you.
So see, you know what's interesting about this whole, you know, the gas?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I think it was May of 2021, last year?
Yeah.
We had the gas shortage. Oh. How come Putin never got the blame? They're blaming Putin now for the high gas prices.
And they were blaming the hack. Remember?
I remember.
Because they have an excuse for everything.
They do.
They have an excuse for everything. And they're good. They're good at it. If you could just replay every afternoon's, like, news broadcasting, you could pick out one sentence that they all repeated the same thing. Like, line by line.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Trump is subverting democracy. They're all saying the same thing.
Trump is a threat to democracy.
Yep. He's a fascist. He's a this. He's a that. You know, it's like ridiculous.
Yeah. And go back to Trump, what, 30 plus years ago, he was on Oprah,
mm-hmm.
and he was talking about how he was going to run for president.
See, I think that's the one I was talking about. That's the very first time I saw
yeah.
him on the talk. Yep. And the
but
Oprah
you know show. What's funny he's been saying this for years. He's been saying the same thing he's been saying about China, about bringing back manufacturing. Trump's always said what he said. It's not like all of a sudden he wants that, put his name on the White House and run for president. He always felt this way, that a country should be ran like a business.
They made it about him, a billionaire that was greedy and
publicity stunt.
Yeah, that's public. No, not just they wanted to make it seem like he was trying to get rich. You know, like,
and he donated a billionaire, salary.
You know what I'm saying? Because they started saying, oh, there's a conflict of interest because he got all these hotels and all these properties, and you know, he's gonna have the Secret Service renting rooms and the, you know what I mean, and charging them. When Trump, from the beginning, he said he wasn't gonna, you know what I mean, wasn't gonna take no money or nothing. But that's all they talked about was, you know, him trying to get rich off the White House, selling influence and all that. And who's selling influence? Biden.
Yeah, but we're not allowed to talk about that. Who knows if we'll who knows if we'll still be on YouTube right now?
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Because you have to watch what you say. And it's a shame. But, hey, you have to worry about that now. You're not that big. You know, that's not it.
Oh, wow. What a low blow.
What, he's going to blow up after this one.
You don't have to worry about that because you're not big now. No, but that is true.
Yeah, when you hit a million, and that's when they come after you. Think about it.
Yeah.
Because you could only, they figure, he's going to get a few thousand people to watch the show. You know what I mean? That's how they're going to look at it. It's not going
to... If I'm like a big name and I'm talking to Trump or whoever, they know that I could be a threat to their truth, their lies. Mm-hmm. They're going to be like, you know what? We gotta take this guy off.
Yeah. And it's crazy because you could actually show people that are genuine. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to stay just within a podcast thing. You could go out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you could go to a Trump rally. You could go to a Biden rally, but they never have those.
I'll hold the camera.
And you could interview people and hear what they have to say.
You could teach me. I'll hold your camera.
Yeah, you could be the camera guy. We could go out. We could go out and speak to people. Don't matter where.
Try to change hearts, bro. We have to at least.
Yeah, we have to be the difference maker in this world. The power of love, as my mom's cousin says, the power of love. But that's not how it works in politics.
Yeah.
So we're talking about free speech. Again, if you're just joining us, we got Lou on. We're talking about free speech. And you are Puerto Rican. You're Latino.
Yes, I'm an American.
Yeah. So technically.
He sees me as a Puerto Rican. I see myself as an American.
See, technically.
I don't think there is a such thing. Oh, yeah, there. There's like New York Rican and all these terms. I guess you could say he's Puerto Rican, I'm American.
So back to my point, technically, you know, people on the left or the right, they're going to look at you and say...
Have a field day with me.
They're going to say you're oppressed.
Yes.
Because you're Latino.
Easily
You may not be able to vote because an ID is a racist thing to have.
Yeah.
So I want to know... The interactions you have with people when they find out you are an outspoken Puerto Rican, a Latino, so much support for President Donald Trump, and you speak your mind. Are you afraid that, you know, people are going to censor you? People are going to tell you you have to think this way. You have to think a different way.
To be honest, I've already. I post things on my girl's page. She has strikes already. Like, I don't post anything on my page. My page is down because I can't help but this. I can't stay quiet. Sometimes you see something and you comment. And I don't comment about nothing else because I don't put my personal life in things. But when it comes to politics, sometimes you see something and I just have to say something. And the last thing I posted was I went to Burlington. You know, ever heard of Burlington? People buy their love.
The coat factory.
Yeah, so I went there. There was no coats. And this was February. No coats. Oh, matter of fact, I have the pictures right here. There was no coats. There was like one. If you want to show it to you. They're right there. No. So I posted a picture of empty shelves and I was like, welcome to Biden's America.
Yeah.
And I got a strike for that.
For that?
Yes. Well, my girl got the strike.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I think I'm spreading false propaganda.
Misinformation.
This is not Biden.
Misinformation.
Yeah, misinformation. Because according to that, fact checkers will be like, no, it's not. It's not Biden's fault. It's inflation and it's supply chains and it's Putin and it's this. It's never Biden's fault. So they will censor me legally by saying that I'm spreading false information because technically it's not Biden. It's all these other problems that are going on in the world. You know what I mean? So they could claim that it's a fact check, and there is no fact checkers. Fact checkers are, you know, just a bunch of leftists at, you know, like freaking propagandists or whatever.
Yeah, that sucks. I mean, I've honestly gotten like threats on Twitter.
Yeah.
Suspensions. So it's like, come on. We can't be honest and stand up for truth or what we believe in. But if you're on the other side, you know, we're right.
Yeah. It's crazy because I think I wouldn't even act this way, like on social medias or whatever. If, for example, if you're saying, oh, you like, it's always politics and it's always this and it's always, but the people on the left do it more than we do, and it's constant all the time. They shove it down your throat, and to them that's normal. They can do that because that's the moral, you know, the moral way.
So
and somehow you immoral for thinking.
Yeah.
Different.
So let me ask you this question: do you think people use the word oppressed as an excuse? Because I know your past. You've told me where you've been, where you came from. You know, we don't have to share this online.
Not yet.
But do you think that it's just an excuse for someone that doesn't want to admit their mistakes, admit where they're wrong, and just say, you know what, it's the system's fault that I can't get a good paying job, I can't be out of jail, or I can't be out of trouble?
I think it's a combination of both. I think it's a combination of the person's trying to justify all their flaws or all their shortcomings, and the other half is brainwashed. They're brainwashed to believe that, you know? Somebody's constantly telling them, or Latinos have it harder than other groups. Blacks have it harder than other groups, this and that. And then they give you every single reason why it's harder, so you could justify them as your, you know, look at them as your savior. You know, well, at least they sympathize with me. You know, and I have it, and this is a bunch of crap, you know? Just take responsibility, I believe.
Well, you noticed, well, you're in your 40s, so you probably don't see it. But a lot of these college kids, they all believe the same thing.
Oh,
socialism, America's bad, you know, we're out to kill innocent people, all this nonsense. These college kids all believe the same thing.
This is my honest opinion, and I might rub people the wrong way when I say this. What group of people, who hates America the most at this moment?
I would say
white people, bro.
The white liberals.
It's sad, yeah, because most of them are liberal. And there's a lot of group. Like, if you speak to, like, people that come to this country, it's not, I don't talk about South America, like, Latinos and all that. If you take, like, the people that come from Ukraine, for example, Russia, Poland, they come here, they all get to this country and love the country. They assimilate, you know what I'm saying? Their culture, you know what I'm saying? You don't bash. You're coming into somebody's country, the best country in the world. You know what I'm saying? You're given all these opportunities, so you have nothing to be but thankful, right?
Yeah.
And that's how usually people that come to this country are. But the people that have been raised here lately, new generation. I'm talking about Generation Z and all that. You know what I'm saying?
But 17 to 20, 21.
Yeah, even sometimes to almost 40, like my age group. I think my age group is where it broke off. Like everybody just became so far, you know what I'm saying, left, because that's when they started bringing it to schools. Now they have, and they got transgenders coming to schools that read books to people, to kids and all that. That's acceptable.
And right? I think Ron DeSantis signed a bill about it.
Yeah, and they made it into something. Now they're calling it a different bill. You know what I'm saying? This is how they control the narrative.
Yeah, people think it's you're not allowed to.
Yeah,
say gay. No,
don't say gay bill. You know what I'm saying?
No, but it's for
it's simple.
Kindergarten. It's for kindergarten through third grade to not, you know, learn about
anything
sex
sexual,
education.
But it has nothing to do with nothing about sex. I mean, say gender. It has nothing to do with gender. It's basically no health class. Just leave it alone. If y'all want to call it health, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or y'all want to indoctrinate
that
kids.
That should be a parent thing to talk to them
that's
about.
That's not the, you know, because the schools want to raise our children nowadays. That's, you know what I mean? Before, it was different.
So let me get to this question. How do you feel about defunding public schools and having kids be homeschooled or go to private school?
I think I'm for school choice, meaning if you can afford to drive
anywhere.
Which
the 45th president supported.
Yes, and that was one of his biggest, like, actually something that if the Republicans would have actually tried to pass a bill on it, they would have gotten so much support of it because black people is the number. If you ask African-Americans,
they
want
school
that.
Choice.
Because if you tie them to a school, a failing school, you're going to continue to get the same results. You know what I'm saying? Poverty, freaking people going to jail. They don't have no education.
Mm-hmm.
So school choice is basically if you can afford, you work two jobs and you three jobs, whatever you have to do to get out, you can get out. You work hard, you save a little bit of money and get your kids into a better school. And then the public school that's not performing, defund them. Get rid of them. They're not performing. That's it. You're not getting paid for to, I mean, to underperform because that's the only job that you can underperform and get bonuses and raises. And I know teachers are going to be like, oh, my
especially
God.
If you have tenure.
He's against
tenure.
Teacher union. You know, they're gonna start saying that we hate the teachers unions now, you know, conservatives, I mean.
All right, again, if you're just joining us, we got Lewis on for the first time in a year and a half of asking him to come on and talk some politics. It's about time. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we get back, we are going to discuss much more in the world of politics. We'll be right back. All right, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. All right, Lou, we are back, and we were actually talking during commercial break. That photo up there with my dad, do you know who's in there with him?
You got Carmelo Anthony and LeBron James.
Now you asked me if he had a coach.
If your dad had coached.
Oh, all right. Because I was gonna say that's a printed photo. That's not real.
Oh no! I know.
All right, good. I was gonna say
that's your dad being a fan and putting it. Right? Something like that.
No, I think it was like at a Universal or something.
Oh, okay, and they did it for him.
He did coach when we played roller hockey.
Yeah,
as you see the trophy right.
Okay,
there.
So he was a coach.
Yeah,
yes.
For sure. Yeah. So I want to get to I want to know your opinion on something. People who are Democrat, they would vote Democrat, no matter who was on the ticket. It could be Satan.
Yes.
Why are people so loyal to their parties and they don't do their own research on who to vote for? Like, a lot of people today voted for Biden just because they hate Trump. Oh, why did you vote for Joe Biden? I don't like Trump.
Yeah. The Democrats are low information voters, being honest. I'm going to say it. And when I say low information, I mean that just a lot of them that know politics and they know their policies. But remember, the Democratic Party is young. Remember, conservatives tend to be an older age group. So now when you got younger demographic or whatever, they're young, ignorant, and they believe everything that's on social media. That's the group that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're low information voters.
Yeah,
You got educated. You got some education. You know, some people that are educated, but a lot of them they could be educated with, I'm talking about as far as school, but they're politically, you know what I'm saying, ignorant.
Yeah, because I actually have a friend, and he believes that President Trump was a dictator, a fascist, and ruled by authoritarian.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what a dictator is. Just because he, for example, he said, oh, he called it the Chinese virus as an excuse to have Chinese people beaten up in the streets. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not true at all. Mm-hmm. That's not what a dictator does. Trump never controlled our lives, what we can do, what we could say. If Trump was a dictator, you wouldn't be able to criticize him all day long on Instagram like you do. So we truly need people to be more educated to vote by policy rather than feelings and emotion, because that's where this country is going down the tubes, by voting by emotion.
Yeah, but that's where the left is good at, you know, playing people's emotion. They don't even have talking points. You call them talking points where, because they tend to repeat the same thing over and over.
Yeah, and they follow
but
the
they don't
trend.
Have, yeah, they don't have.
They post
anything.
A square in June or for BLM, but they don't actually do anything. They post the Ukrainian flag in their bio on Instagram because that's the trend. That's what they're told to react. Like, I don't think they actually care about police brutality.
They don't.
But because they're being told to care about it, they're going to care about it. Like, I think that's an issue that you have to fix. I think any brutality, humans beating each other up for no reason, you need to fix. Violence, you need to fix.
Yeah.
But you can do that by voting in the right person and policy rather than emotion and feeling.
Yes. I think people are voting just to vote. And and when I say just to vote, it's basically they hear something on TV, or vote for this. Republican, racist, Republican dictators, you know, Republican only for the rich and they hate the poor and this and that. That's what I was brought up listening to. So that's what I thought.
Yeah, Republican was the party for the businesses.
Yeah, for the businesses. And it was like that for many years. They were for corporate America. Mm-hmm. But the left, it was for corporate America too. Both parties are the party of corporate. Corporate is the one that pays for campaigning, you know?
Mm-hmm. Lobbyists, special interests.
But now we have two parties that are getting rich in two different ways. And when I say they both, because they're both crooked, but there's two sides to the coin. You got to pick one, you know what I'm saying? And the establishment Republicans that have been there for years, I'm not talking about newcomers because I don't know yet, that have been there for years and stuff like that, they're clearly just robbing us blind, taking tax money to get rich. And people say, how do they take tax money? It's simple. The right will, for example, pass a policy that might benefit, they will say, the rich, corporate America. Coca-Cola, stuff like that. Coca-Cola gets a little tax cut. They hire more people. You know what I'm saying? They you know, wages go up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because they have a little bit extra, right? So the left will be like, oh, that's trickle-down economy. Trickle-down economy. That's never worked. And they believe that the economy is built from the bottom. They say the bottom up. By giving more money to the little people so they could go out and spend it so they could think. And they don't understand that. That's not how it works. You know, if you was to take all the billions away from the billionaires and give it to the 99%, within 10 years, all that money will be right back in the hands of the billionaires. And that's because you're going to give money to a guy that's going to get a $3,000 chain, some Gucci pants, Gucci belts, a bunch of expensive cars, and the people at the top that are smart, that decided to make and invest money the right way, a capitalist, a smart person is going to benefit off that. But it's not because they're evil. It's because they're dedicated just like anybody is to their craft, fighting, sports, things. It's what they do. They like making money. So You give the money to the poor, and the poor give it right back because they don't know what to do with it. They'll just go out and buy a Gucci belt. You know what I'm saying? So it's all an excuse so they could get them to vote them in. All the time. Oh, we're going to help you out. Never do anything for them.
What did Ronald Reagan say? The nine most horrific words is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
That's the, you got to run when you hear that. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know what's either vaccines coming or or something like guillotines. No, I'm going to play. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
When I was a little younger, I used to see, I'm going to tell you the videos that I was brought up watching in YouTube real quick. I know we're probably getting off of topic. But those videos, they used to talk about the government. They used to record like thousands, like maybe 100,000 in a field. And we're talking about like, you know where when people die and they throw them in a plastic container?
Yeah.
It's like a casket. But when there's like pandemics or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
So, but 100,000 of them, right? So you would think, you ask the guy, yo, what the hell is all these doing here? You know, there's no pandemic going on. This is like 20 years ago. And the guy was like, no, in case pandemic, famine, this and that. You know, you got to throw them there, burn them, bury them, right? But he was like, what are the guillotines for? They had thousands of guillotines. So when this guy's walking around recording this thing. And these are videos that I can no longer find on YouTube because they've been taken down. Now, it could be fake, but that was for me to watch all these videos. There's a lot of things that they're hiding for some reason. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they don't want the truth to get out.
They don't want the truth to get out. But if it's fake, like they say, like even something as flat. You ever heard of flat earthers and something
like
that?
Yeah. I think Kyrie Irving's one.
Exactly, right? So this... Could you believe that if you put there used to be thousands of videos and they had a topic about why they think the world was flat, right? They don't even allow that. Why? Who are they protecting? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it that? So you have to ask your question. You have to ask questions. You know what I'm saying? Like, when somebody's constantly trying their hardest to stop voices from speaking, it's because they have some dark intentions, bro. Real dark intention.
Yeah.
People don't believe in that, but
a lot of them don't believe in that. So we're going to take another quick commercial break. When we get back, I want to talk more about the 45th president, President Donald Trump. We'll be right back.
Where the Monroe Falcons are playing the St. Joseph of McCutcheon Falcons.
Past that game's history. We have a state's championship on our mind now.
The ranch, the buffalo.
It all works together very nicely.
Welcome to Falcons Insider.
Falcons Insider. On today's episode,
we're doing a lot of great work. You know, this is work that people said couldn't have been done before.
A lot of money doing something you love.
Re-elected team reporter.
Yeah, what a season that was for you. 54 points in 18 games.
But definitely, when I said that we're going to win GMCs, I think that's another one that we remember. Yeah.
History.
You just said it with so much confidence. All right,
we are back on the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. We are back in the Saravo Broadcasting Studio. You can find us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and all your podcast applications. So let's talk about the 45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump. A lot of people hate him, but a lot of people love him. So what I want to talk about is this. You know, we could go on and on about his accomplishments, policies, energy independent. But the one thing that I think screwed him is that for some reason, for a guy that knows the best people, no one does things like him, no one's smarter than him, he trusted the wrong people in Washington, D.C.
Yes, he did. That was his biggest failure was that. Because if anything, in any agenda that was in past from Trump, it was always because people that he had on his side was telling him, no, that's not the way. You can't do this. You can't do that, you know. And but I don't blame Trump. Trump is a, you know, some people think, oh, if he, like, you know how you posted that question? A lot of people posted it the same way. This guy's so clever. How can he allow that? You know, like, he's smart. How can he allow that?
And he talks about it all the time. No one does things. I know the best people.
You're fired. Everybody thought that he was just going to get the best team. But the problem with that was because when he first came in, he came in it was a firestorm with the Hillary, with the Russia bullshit. And he didn't have nobody from the political faction or whatever you're going to know from the political side. He has friends from the business side of things, but you need people that know politics. Not policy, because you could just, you like Trump. Trump is not a politician, but he did a lot of, it's common sense. Policy should be common sense, right?
Yeah.
So, but you
policy
need,
for America, not for overseas.
Yeah, not for overseas, yeah. So, but the thing is that he needed to navigate certain things. Like, for example, I'm going to tell you this. When you first become a president, the first thing, you have to assemble your cabinet.
Oh, yeah, for
your
sure.
Your cabinet can't, like, if he can't be like, okay, Trump Jr. is going to be this, Ivanka is going to be this, because it would have looked, you know what I'm saying? These are all things, if you don't do it in a political way, that affects your polls. So he's trying to navigate his polls number. He's trying to navigate the media. He's trying to navigate everything. So when he comes in, he's getting advice from who? Christie. Forget the people that came around him. It's only one person that ruined his whole presidency, and that was Chris Christie, yo. Because he hired him. Well, he made him his right-hand man, which was the chief of staff, I think it was going to be him. His responsibility is to bring in the cabinet for Trump. And that was his biggest thing, because he advised him. He made that, was it Letterman, Killerman, whatever the guy, he was a gas tycoon. And
oh,
shit.
I think Rex Tillerson?
Yes.
Rexy.
That's all. And these were the guys, they were after him from the beginning. You saw how he was talking bad about him? These were all people that came in. It all spiraled out of control because of Chris. Hire this one. And then these guys were like, hire this one. So he had to get people from there. It just, Chris Christie hated him for some reason. I think he was just jealous of Trump. Because even from the time, you know, remember, he campaigned. He wanted to be president. Was he in it? I think he was even that year, right? Trump took him out?
Yeah, 2016. Yeah, he was in the primary. I'm going to actually
look it up. That was his flaw, his bad, you know, his mistake. And it was because he helped somebody that he brought him out of the damn dirt. Because Christie, now his political career is over now. He was a Republican out of New Jersey. Never would get elected again. He left. Everybody hated him. He was under investigation for that, for some scandal, whatever. But I guess they didn't find nothing on him. But long story short, he hated Trump, and he wanted the worst for Trump. And that's my theory. You know, it doesn't have to be true, but my theory. It was all jealousy. And Russia.
So it looks like Christie did not have the 2.5% standing to participate in the November main stage event. I guess for a rally. For a debate. I don't know his polls numbers. But he lost, so What difference does it make now? Christy Larson, Trump was the president. Yeah, I don't see it. Wait, his approval rating was in New Jersey, I think, 31%.
Yeah, so he was done for. He was done for. He was never gonna. You need a 44 minimum to even stand a chance if the middle don't go out vote. But yeah, Chris Christie ruined Trump's freaking whole presidency. Yeah? And then the Russia was another lie. If you think about it, it's established. I don't know, the mainstream media is not talking about it, but these are facts. It's already being established. Hillary's lawyer is indicted. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. I think the report came out a few weeks ago.
I've been knowing this since 2017. All the things that are coming out, I've been knowing these. And the media was saying lies, 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 you know?
And what else do they do?
So he got indicted for lying to the FBI. What did he lie about? He lied about being Hillary's lawyer and working for the Hillary campaign. So he comes in and he emails the FBI and say, FBI, I'm trying to help you. I don't work for anybody. I'm independent. This is his email too, so you know this is fishy. I'm independent. I just want to help the country. But Donald Trump is involved with the Russians. You know, like something like that.
Biggest lie ever.
So now they're like, oh, what a coincidence that you work for the Hillary campaign, you know? And it was all a lie. Oh, and by the way, this is another fact. Do you know that the Hillary campaign paid operatives from the CIA to get access?
The report came out a while ago, I think.
Yeah, but it was never declassified. Trump declassified it. This guy never... Well, it's Attorney General or another sellout.
He was Bill Barr?
He was working.
Or Jeff Sessions?
No. I'm going to tell you what. Jeff Sessions was a great Attorney General, but the only thing, he was a coward. He was afraid to do the right thing because they had the FBI. Set him up. They had dirt on him. I know. They set him up.
I'm going to pull up his cabinet, and then you can tell me
anything about them or whatever.
All right, let's see. Let's see. So he had, no, I think this is the latest. I don't think this. Yeah, this is the latest. All right. So
all you gotta do is put the year and then cabinet. You
know, yeah, that's true. This is current. Well, I think Mike Pompeo was good.
Yes, great Secretary of State.
What about Mark Meadows?
Mark Meadows.
Chief of staff.
The chief of staff should have fired them. Weak career, which I really liked him a lot in the Senate hearings and stuff like that. I thought he was different than who I thought he was, but the minute he became the chief of staff, he was telling Trump to do things that I was like, what? You know, from the beginning, he was telling Trump, just admit defeat. You didn't win the election. Like, who is he to tell Trump that he has the FBI and the CIA working on that has his ear that could have told him?
What about Jim Mattis?
Jim Mattis. I wanted Jim Mattis to be there because at the beginning, I knew who he was. I thought he was Mad Dog or strong. You know, even Trump took him out of retirement. You know, like. Or, you know, just gave him another chance to make some money or whatever. But another career freaking globalist that all he cares about, freaking stability in the world, a set of stability in this country.
Ben Carson, I thought he was good.
Yeah, Ben Carson, he's awesome. He did the housing. He worked for the housing authority something.
Yeah.
Yeah, housing authority. He did great. He brought... opportunity zones to I think Chicago, a few things like that.
How do you feel about the vice president, Mike Pence?
Mike Pence.
Do you think he was another
spoken, really
rhino and a?
I think
he's one of those career politicians.
He would have been a decent president. I think he would have been a decent president. For what I'm talking about, for the dirt we have, and, you know. You only got so, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't pick him over DeSantis. I wouldn't pick him over Trump. I wouldn't pick him over somebody.
Who do you think's going to run in 2024? You think it's going to be Ron? I'm
praying that DeSantis just steps down and let Trump run. That's what I want. Because Trump, not because I want Trump to win that bad. I like, to be honest, I like DeSantis more at this moment.
Yeah.
Because he's the politician.
Uh-huh. So and he knows
he's
going to know.
He's not going to come in where people set him up. He already has a team from the Senate to his thing. He could bring his whole cabinet from the thing, bring it over. You know what I mean? And he's done.
See, I think with Ron, I think he could be VP for Trump.
That'd be the perfect scenario. But if he, that's what I'm saying. Why Trump is mad? A little mad. They said that Trump was mad, but they pieced it out. Whatever. That's what they said. You know, I read so much that I don't know what's true. But I think DeSantis should just come out, call Trump, and be like, Trump, I'm gonna get on the ticket with you. Can I be your vice president?
And then
I think we have the biggest chance to.
And in 2028. DeSantis runs.
Exactly. Because now you got experience. Now you became the vice president. Your polls numbers are solid. Depends how Trump does. That's going to reflect on you, right? But DeSantis hasn't taken that step, and he's staying quiet. And that's driving Trump mad, because you know Trump. Trump likes straightforward. Don't play games with him. Don't lie. He's real forward. He'll tell you, listen, I'm running in 2024. Are you running? And DeSantis has not made that clear. So that Trump's a little on the edge. So that's why I want DeSantis to step down or tell him, hey, make me your vice president. Because if they run against each other and stuff like that, they're only going to take away from each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're only going to clash. And the reason I want DeSantis not to run is because I know for a fact Trump doesn't back down. Trump is going to be like, you're going to step down or you're going to be my vice president. But I'm not running as your vice president. You know, Trump, you know, they're trying to convince him to become the House.
Oh, the Speaker of the House?
That would be awesome. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You know why, right?
Because I think he would get a third term, right?
Yeah, well, he'd get a third term.
Because if they impeach Biden,
then Kamala, they would have to impeach Kamala. And then the House Speaker gets the...
And then he would be the president. He didn't run for president, so he would have like three terms.
Yes, that's crazy, right? That's a good strategy.
That would be violent.
And not only that, but him as the Speaker of the House with a Republican held Senate and House, with Trump as the Speaker of the House, we'll have a stronger Speaker of the House than a president anytime. Because he controls the House and the Senate.
We would. Could you imagine that?
Yeah.
Biden is president, and then you have Trump as House Speaker.
Not even the president gets the policy unless Trump doesn't write it.
That would be funny.
That'd be funny.
Again, if you're just joining us, this is the Doug Strava Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. It's been a pleasure to have Lou on. We got much more to get to, but first, as always, a quick commercial break. The Doug Strava Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. We'll be right back. All right, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. We got Lou on. Lou, how you been so far today?
I've been all right. I'm enjoying myself talking with you about politics and things going on in the country. It's always politics for me. I enjoy it.
Yeah, I know. You're very outspoken. I see you sometimes speaking in Spanish, and then I hear Trump come out, and I know you're talking politics.
Yeah, they be upset with me. There's a lot of people I used to talk to at work that don't talk to me no more about it. And they don't even talk to me no more, because we have lunch in that break room, and there be a lot of times, not now, because the things that I told you and stuff like that I had the hat, and they told me something, so I got upset, and I said, then I don't want to watch CNN either. Here and stuff like that. So anyway, so they have CNN, MSNBC in the break room at one time. So I would tell them, yo, y'all brainwashed and stuff like that. And then they would have the Spanish channel saying the same things all over and over. So I would tell them, that's a lie. Or I would vocalize, that's a lie. Well, actually, Trump didn't do this. Or Trump didn't. And then the Spanish people would be like, oh, this guy hates his own people and stuff like that. Because they're ignorant. Because it's factual for them. They think it's a fact that Trump is a racist.
So why do people, everyone, why do they think that?
Because
they were told to?
No, I'm going to tell, yes, basically the media, the Spanish media, the campaign against Trump was that he was this rich tycoon or whatever, that he hired a lot of immigrants and he underpaid them, and a lot of them didn't even pay them. He just like, he was running sweatshops. This is the political ad that they were running against in the Spanish media. That's what they portrayed him as, this evil rich guy. And then when he was like, oh, we got people that were good and bad crossing the border. We got rapists. We got child killers or whatever. Facts. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, he's not saying all. But what they do is they'll play little clips. They'll edit. You know what I'm saying? They'll be like, oh, we don't want these people coming over, these savages, these things. But he will really say, oh, we can't allow everybody to come over. You know what I'm saying? It's not, they're not sending us the best.
We got fine people on both sides, but they cut out the clip where he says, yes. I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis or the white supremacists because they should be condemned totally or completely, whatever he said.
See, but you know, see how you know you shot that out? That's in your mind. They will never, ever hear those words that came out because they will never get the full story. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they get because they believe in the media. But I'm catching a lot of them. A lot of them are starting to like laugh. And when they be like, they'll see me and they'll be like, oh, and they'll be like, yo, man, this Biden's, he's failing, bro. It's like, we got to get him out of there. Like a few of them that are starting to come around.
A lot of people are starting to come around. Biden isn't.
They even said like, I'm paying for gas. It was like, I got even the stimulus check. Because it was like Biden wanted to give more or something. Trump wasn't against, he was not against checks. He was like, give them money. If the people need them, give them a few dollars or whatever, you know. But the media are saying that Trump was against the stimulus and that Biden was for that. You know, right? In the Spanish media, that Trump had no choice but to sign that.
Telemundo?
That
it was a Democrat.
Yeah, Telemundo, Univision, Univision. So, yeah, they control. And I'm telling you because I know my mom only speaks Spanish. So when I go visit my mom, that's what she has. It's the only Spanish speaking. And Telemundo is only like two or three channels. You know. But, yeah, that's what they have. The media, they portrayed him like shit. And now, but they're coming around because that stimulus, that $1,200 check is already gone. They already paid that in gas, you know. So they know. They ain't sure. They be like, you know what, that $1,200 wasn't worth it. You know, all we want is a better opportunity to make better, you know, decisions and money to make better, you know, have a better life.
Yeah, and the policies Biden has put in hasn't really.
Why do you think the left, if you notice all them years, remember that there was amnesty, they called it amnesty for illegals?
Yeah.
Why do you think that when they held the Senate and the House, they didn't give them amnesty? So they could keep the votes. And they'd be like, oh, no, but if they give them, they will become loyal supporters if they just make them citizens. No, they won't. The minute they become citizens, they're going to start thinking like conservatives. They'll be citizens, and then within two or three years, they see how much money comes out their taxes, and they assimilate it, and they own their own houses, and they live in the American dream. They no longer vote Democrat because people vote with their wallets, you know what I'm saying? Or like... So, yeah, they don't want them to become citizens. They want them, string them along for another 10 years.
So, were you always a conservative or Republican, or were you like, you know what?
I think the way of thinking, I guess I was conservative. You know, because if once you know the truth, you either this is true or not. I like this or I don't like that.
I think we had a conversation before that you voted for President Obama.
Yes, I vote because I didn't know the difference. I thought Republicans were racist and Republicans were for the rich and the Democrats were for the poor. That's all I knew, you know? So I hated. And she was from the same, Hillary and Barack was the same campaign. I mean, same party.
Yeah, and but Obama defeated Hillary for the nomination.
Mm-hmm. But what is crazy, if you know, when he won the presidency, there was people in CNN, they were broadcasting it, and they was like, with tears in their eyes.
I know.
This is a moment in history. But when, and then Biden, Trump is coming down the escalator, it was like, oh, you know, how, what should we expect for the market? Is it going to crash tomorrow? You know, our kids are going to be bullied. And
what about Rachel Maddow of election night? She's like, this is...
Rachel Maddow.
This is, yeah. What did she say? She's like, if you're awake right now, you're not having a bad dream.
Yeah, this is reality.
This is reality. Oh my God. This is our country right now.
I think...
like, come on, people.
Oh, my God. I hate them. You know, some people, and you're not supposed to think like that, whatever, but, and it's not Democrats. It's not things. I just hate the people working in, like, in the media and all that. I can't stand them. Like, the people that I know, like, I could watch them, and I know how they smirk, they look at each other. Like, they could talk to each other, right, in CNN, like, a podcast or whatever they do. And they talk, and they will say something that, I'm like, yo, they're lying. And then, and they're looking at each other, and then when they smirk, you know, they know that they're lying to us, you know, but they're having a ball because they get paid for that.
And you got people that fall for it.
Yeah, but all of them, I think about it, they do that every year. So the people in media already know who's lying and who's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that they get paid, and they get paid top dollars to do it, and that's why they choose that side, because it's all money.
Oh, for sure. Again, if you're just joining us, this is the Doug Strava Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting, Bet Like Michael Lepore. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then once we get back, we have much more to get to. We'll be right back. All right, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. So, let's get Russia and Ukraine. If President Trump was still in office, does this happen?
No, negative. I think Putin respected Trump so much. And I don't mean it because, you know, they'll take it like, oh, Trump was the puppet. That's why he respected him. No, I don't mean it like that. I mean
Russia,
it,
Russia.
I mean it. Putin really.
Well, he saw a strong leader. He didn't see a weak leader. He didn't see wandering Joe. Yeah.
And he said what he said. Trump said, I'm willing to talk to Russia. I'm willing to talk to everybody. You can't call me a puppet.
North Korea.
Because, exactly. Look at that. If I was able to walk, and by the way, who does that? Who does that? I don't even think Biden would have the guts to walk around that demilitarized zone. Come on, man. Nobody would have done that. Trump out there. Because remember, they fear this guy. We don't know what he might do. He could have had some hit squad take the president, and now we got a crisis. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And Trump went over there. He didn't hide. He didn't say, let's make it in the United States or in the United Nations. He went over there. He went real to North Korea and sat down with the guy, you know?
Yeah, he did. Who would have thought?
Yeah. Well, these people, they you know, they don't see a leader when they see that. You know, they see a puppet.
Yeah.
But that's because the media is controlling that. But
so let's actually get into something. Donald Trump Jr. Does he ever run for public office? Do you think he has that desire to be just like his father?
Yes. I think he's got bitten by that little bug, and I think he sees that his father was able to make changes, and he'd be like, wait, I sat there, and his father's going to want that for him because his father loves the shit out of this country.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't, you know, he better run, at least, not now, but he better run, you know? Because by then he'll be a little older. Who knows how the country's going to be, you know, heading in what direction. But I think he'll be good for the country, too. Because his father have his ear, you know?
Yeah.
You know, he wants, it's common sense. 80, look, this guy, the governor for New York, he's wasting millions to put freaking ads in.
Eric Abrams?
Taxpayer dollar. And they don't even see that. Wait, you taxpayer millions for a political little ad or whatever because you want gay people to run over to your, they're more friendly towards gays or whatever? You're going to pay millions for that? You know, gay people's not going to move just because you say, stay in Florida, swear or be, you know? You want to be in Florida. You don't want to be in New York, you know? Whether you gay, whether you straight or not, you know? So all that, like I said, is just wasting time. And it's crazy because that should be, that you should see that and be disgusted. Like, yo, you took money for what?
You know, here's the thing.
Wasting it.
There are African Americans, there are Latinos, and there are gay conservatives.
Yeah.
And the left, they're all for, you know, these people, their voices matter. Black voices matter. Women voices matter.
Until they say
gay voices matter. But if they show support for conservative values, if they show support for President Donald Trump, they are silenced. I don't know if you follow Christian Walker. He's black. He's gay. But he gets shit on in college by the left. I think he put out...
He's got a podcast, or does he has like a following on Twitter?
Well, he's
or something like
Herschel Walker's son.
Herschel Walker, the football player.
Yeah. And he's good friends with Trump.
Oh wow.
But he put out a tweet how he needed like police officers, security guards to walk to class because he's outspoken, and he gets
harassed
because he supports Trump. But it's just amazing how contradictory the left is. You know, treat these people right, but you know what? If they don't agree with us, we're going to treat them like crap.
Yeah, the minute you speak out, you're coon. The minute you speak out, you're Uncle Tom. The minute you speak out, you are a sellout to your race and all that. That's how it is. Same thing with Latinos. No, the Latino, okay, this is... You know how you got different words for black people? They'll be like coon, sellout, stuff like that, Uncle Tom. For Latinos, they'll use terms like you hate your own country, you hate your own race, you're a sellout. You know, like you want to be white. That's the number one to hit you. Oh, you want to be white. Like, what is that? You know, like, besides me being as white as I can be, well, how white can I get, you know? So they'll be like, is the way you walk or the way you talk, or maybe you might have a few dollars saved up in a bank account and now you're trying to be white, you know? Or if you out for, or you're for like police and stuff like that, you back the blue, you want to be a cop. You know, like it's always.
So, but how do we get to that point? Like, why is there so much hypocritical bullshit? Why is there so much hate, you know, you support someone. You can't support your president. You can't, you know, wear a hat. Otherwise, you get spit on.
It's always
beat
been
up in
that
the street.
Way. It's never been that way. Like political, like attacks on people. No, it was never like that. But it's been like it's always been like that division. Remember back in the days, they would show images of cops. Remember the dogs were bite on the people protesting in Chicago's and all that. They would show images of black people getting bit by dogs, and they were like, "Oh, look, they're, you know, they." So those are bad images, you know, and that's gonna stick with you for a long time. So those are the images they use to divide, you know, they divide and conquer. So the people were like, "Ah, oh, this people's for me. I'm gonna vote for them," you know. But it's always been that in the right used to do. The right used to do something like this, for example. The left will tell you that the right is racist and they want segregation, they want the, you know, police brutality and all that, right? But the right would be like, oh, if you elect, this is a good strategy too, by the way. If I was running for office, I'd put like an ad and be like, If you want your city to look like Chicago with like 40 murders in over the weekend, you know, like vote Democrat. You know, that's what they do. You know, if you want your city, so they do what's that shit called? Identity politics. The right could do it too, but the difference now is that the left has full control of communications, and the right can no longer fight back. You can't. The right has no, like, we're out spend, we out like out work. They have so much support, like grassroots support, like young people, to go out knocking door to door. We don't have that, and we need that. And there's ways. We don't need that this coming election, because we got the worst president. We're gonna wipe the floor with the Democrats in this midterm, I believe. If we don't, this country's done for. So we better. If we don't, I'm done, bro. I'm tired. If they can't see how nasty this country is getting, and how out of control things are going, and they still vote for this guy, and I'm done. I won't even talk no more politics again. I'll be drained. Cause freaking, you'll be like, what? As bad as it got, you still don't get the point. You know what I mean? How bad can we get?
Well, because they go back to their emotion.
They know how to think.
Oh, but Trump said this.
Yeah, but we have the. But we have not even because they control the communication. Sometimes we can't even like compare videos. Like you'd be like, you see Donald Trump's time, happiness, Democrat's time, like ugliness, right? So to compare, we don't have that. By next year, it'll be another story how Republicans are trying to destroy the country. You know what I'm saying? And they want the whole country to be white and racist. You know what I'm saying? And then they will blame everything that happened with the economy and all that on Trump, on the last president. Because if he wasn't so bad, Biden would not have gotten all this thing. Because he let Putin get strong. You know, they know how to think, and people believe that. You know why? Because you don't have nobody on the right saying it's a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie. They got fact checkers on Facebook, Twitter, and all that. You know? Like, we don't have that.
Yeah.
And when you say fact checkers, a fact check.
Instagram, too.
You might think that's real, right? But if you look closely, the person that's fact checking is just saying an opinion. And that opinion is based on a group of people that did some research and got some data, and that data is coming from a bunch of leftists.
We're probably being fact checked right now.
Yeah, and maybe even censored is sad, because if that is for a fact, that's happening now. But we assume when somebody showed this new won't be, but maybe. It is. Maybe they doing it to everybody. Because you remember I told you, oh, we're not big enough. You're not that big. You know what I'm saying? But maybe it don't matter to them. Maybe they're to the point that they're not even trying to let you blow up. Like algorithms, once they see your channel a little bit conservative, whatever, we're going to slow down this guy's algorithms to just shoot out maybe 2 suggestions a day. That'll be crazy, right?
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Listen, I got a and you know how I know they think? I got a suggestion yesterday. Like, not even a suggestion. It's a video, one of them short clips. And I clicked on it, and it was just a little boy like this, looking at the camera with, like, music in the background. Like, and I went to the next video, all videos. It was just a little boy like this, and then looking at the camera with music. Like, some creepy shit, right? I look, only 1 subscriber. How the hell did I get that? That like notification, like, you know what I'm saying? What kind of video is that? But it was just a video, like, it was no perversion or whatever. But it just, still, like, I don't watch videos of a little boy like this for them. Like, they should send you things that you relate to or something. I mean, like, algorithm.
Yeah.
Nah, they sent. I was like, why would they send me this? I'm not gonna ever subscribe to this person. You know what I'm saying? Like, but if this is conservative, you know what I'm saying? They should be sending me them suggestions. They don't do that. I'm getting liberal stuff to this day. I want to see that.
Again, if you're just joining us, this is the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting, Bet Like Michael Lepore. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we will have our final thoughts segment. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. All right, we are back on the Doug Cerullo Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. So, Lou, what's the next step for this country if Republicans don't win the midterm, take over the Senate, take over the House? Are we basically no longer going to be the U.S. of A?
I think if we lose the House of the, I think we're heading towards like really, really hard times. And I don't think at the beginning we'll feel it, like particularly me because of my job, the type of work that I do. I believe like everybody, the last thing to go is the desire to eat. And we're like the fruit salad of the world and shit, Costco. So we'll continue to have something like that. So I could benefit from this country failing, but I don't want that. And what I mean by that is stock market crashes, properties go down, I'll buy me a house. My job is stable. I believe my job is going to be stable for a while. But this is me thinking like a Democrat, you know, like selfish. I'll let it crash. I'll get me a cheaper house. Cheaper cars. I like buying cars. Everything becomes cheaper because no, you know what I mean?
You just don't know how to change a wiper.
Yes, I just don't know how to change a wiper. But yeah, it's like we're going to go through hard times. Not we, but a lot of people. And I feel for a lot of people because if you're not saving or you're not thinking asset now, you're gonna have nothing. I like it. What do they call it? You own nothing.
What?
And you'll like it. The reset. You ever heard of that? You never heard of the Great Reset?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it. I didn't know what you're saying.
They had a commercial on it, the Great Reset, and they said you will not own property and you will like it. Meaning they want to rent like just units for everybody. And they,
oh, yeah, that's why they keep building them.
Yep. And they want to give you, instead of your own job, they want to give you an assignment. What do you want? Do you want to be a painter for today? That's the kind of world they want to be. But forget it. Yeah, it's going to go. If we lose, we're never going to win another election again. I'm going to tell you why. Because they're going to pass the voting rights law, which is going to remove voter ID verification for you to vote. They will have mobile voting stations, meaning it's like a truck or whatever that you could just walk in and vote. And you will have hot dogs lines for miles to vote. Because when you get food to people that are hungry, they're going to line up to vote. And that's just how they get people. They'll be like, hey, we're giving out free hot dogs and hamburgers. That's what Republicans strategically don't really want that because they're bribing people with food. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad, but we could fund soup kitchen, but we don't have to like that. So what they're going to do, they're going to tell, hey, if you vote, you know, come get this hamburger. Just all you got to do is vote real quick. Hey, who take the little coffee? Who do I vote for? I've never heard of them. They're like, hey, you know Barack Obama? Oh, Michelle Obama? They're going to, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. And then they go to the Spanish community, you know what I'm saying? And then they'll show somebody like Biden or somebody like a Democrat talking Spanish. You'd be like,
Beto?
Estamos contigo. You know how they'd be like, mi gente es tu gente. They'll start talking Spanish.
Yeah, I think it was Beto.
Yeah, or Rogue.
A Rogue.
Yeah, yeah. Because what's his name?
Beto.
He swear his name was
Beto,
Spanish.
Same thing.
But yeah, they'll start pounding to people. They'll start giving us tacos and beans and be like, hey, come vote. What do you think's going to happen? You go to a thing, a few cervezas, a few beers. Let's go vote. We don't know who's going to vote. We don't know who's running in the ticket. You know what I'm saying? Hey, by the way, this guy, I'm not going to tell you who to vote, but by the way, this guy's a racist. And this guy, he's a good guy. What you think's going to happen? And that's what they do. They could do it without forcing anybody. They'd be like, we didn't tell them to vote for this guy. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we will never win another election. It will be over. I think we'll be bracing ourselves to basically even be invaded at one time within the next 20 years because we'll be so weak, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
We're already being invaded now. And I don't mean an invasion in a bad way. I just mean people just freely walking into a country like that. And they're getting cell phones. You heard about that, right?
Yeah, I did.
They're getting cell phones so they don't have to. This is her ankle bracelet. Instead of reporting, you get a cell phone, you go home. Free service. Like, you can't get a cell phone for free, right? They're giving them a free phone. It's disgusting. By the way, you got Cubans that are trying to get into this country, but they vote conservatives, by the way. So you know what Biden's doing? He's sending the National Coast Guard or whatever, the Coast Guard, to in the on the things of Florida. And anybody think he doesn't even allow them to touch. They're not even, even if they touch, they're getting deported, by the way. They put them on votes and they deporting them. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. And you know the Cubans, they'll die. They'll get killed for that. So they got legitimate claim to asylum. They don't get it because they're conservative, you know? So, yeah, it's all a game with these guys, bro.
Mm-hmm. All right, you got any final thoughts for the audience?
Yeah. Get out and vote. This is how we could take back to this country. It's easy. All you have to do, say, I'm going to promise today that I'm going to get 3 people to the vote. 3 people. And I don't mean your mom that votes conservative. I don't mean your dad that might vote conservative or... But get somebody that you know that never votes and explain to them why it's so important to vote. And that's not so hard because when you start thinking, oh, I don't want to campaign. I don't want to talk to people. Who cares? You can't think like that. Just say one. Just promise today that you're going to get one person to the vote. And if everybody thought like you, we'll never lose again.
I agree with that.
Just get one person to the vote.
That's what Dan Francisco said on my show, talking about culture and you know, taking 10 people to a gun range who never liked guns.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we got to do to take this country back.
Yep, that's how you do it. But see, when you talk like that, because there's a strict politician I want to play. You know, he said, take 10 people. When you overshoot things and you say take people, we'd be like, I got to take 10 people to the range. Just like, I can't take one so they can like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you just said, just get one, it's a lot easier when you... You gotta, with this country, you gotta baby people. You gotta talk to them. You gotta be simple with people, you know? Simplicity is key, bro. Or just take 10 people. Take one, right?
Yeah.
Because we lost by little. We got robbed by little, you know?
Yeah. So I want you to look at the camera. Take off your hat.
Oh, man. I know where you're going with this.
Where am I going with this?
I'm gonna give you the first. J.
All right. So,
do you really think so?
Does anyone remember? Well, if you follow, well, he was in the movie The Honeymooners.
Oh, you don't. You got to tell him like that. You basically gave him that.
So, does anyone remember the actor John? How do you say his name?
I don't know. I think you said John Leguizamo. Leguizamo. Sounds like Leguizamo. But I don't know. I Googled it, though, a while ago.
All right, hold on.
You're going to put it on the other thing so they can see it? Yeah, you're going to have to show them with that because the phone, they're not going to see it.
No, I'm doing the split screen.
Oh, my God. Oh, I forgot. You got access to
everything. Got access to everything. All right, so
just
hold
don't
on.
Don't put out no writing things, like no little thoughts things on my head.
All right, so... All right, hold on.
Everybody said I look like an Italian boss, crime family boss, you know, or something.
So,
I
expect that. Who, guy in that too, who you know thinks?
John Gotti Jr.
Who thinks that Lou looks like John Leguizamo? I don't know how to say his last
name. Leguizamo.
Leguizamo. Who thinks that? Look at him. He looks like the guy. This is great.
You're gonna, why'd you get the craziest looking picture too?
You want me to take a photo of it?
Just show me like that. All you gotta do is aim it.
No, hold on. We'll take it like that. There we go. Just so people can see your reaction to it.
Oh, now I got one for him because I told him who he looks like, and he actually agreed.
Who? I don't remember this.
Actually, yo, I kind of look like this fool. That's not even cool, bro. But like from a distance.
Who do I look like?
Donald Trump's campaign advisor.
Mr. Oh, Brad Parscale. Yeah, see? Yeah. So wait, now I gotta Brad? Pull this up so now, people
yeah,
see.
Yeah, you gotta think. Now who won? See, it was like.
All right, let's see, Brad Parscale.
You gotta put both for it, John Lewis, and then put the number. Wins. I'm gonna share that link with my family and friends and stuff like that. I'm gonna make them like subscribe. You know, you gotta do it. You gotta tell people to subscribe to the channel.
Yeah, well, we tell them on the show. All right, there he is. I mean, I kind of see it with the beard.
Yeah, that's because he got the beard and stuff like that.
Then he's a ball too. So.
But he gets the I think you leave it thing. I think he brings it down all the way down
to
here, right?
Yeah, I keep it like this. So. Yeah, I see it. All right. Good way. Good way to end the show, John.
But I had a good time.
All right, you know this is gonna be a great episode for people to watch and listen to. All right, thanks for coming on, buddy. It's only been a year and a half.
Yeah.
All right, well,
hey, we still gotta do we gotta get onto the community, bro.
Yeah, well, for sure. We'll talk to people on the streets, see what they got to say. Yeah. All right, thank you guys for listening to the Doug Straba Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. We'll see you guys next time. Take care and God bless.